It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, 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 Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in on this lovely Saturday in February. The light's coming back. Things are getting nicer out. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister. And every week, we try to bring you different nonprofits from the community. If you're new to our show, there are over 600 local nonprofits just in the interior, which is part of why Alaska is so special. And every week, we like to get behind the mission and interview a different one for our show. And we have an awesome guest today. We have Jason DeBon, who's the executive director of BCDC.
Well, hello.
And if you don't know what BCDC is, we use a lot of acronyms in the nonprofit world. Breast Cancer Detection Center.
Yes, we are the Breast Cancer Detection Center of Alaska.
Yes, local. And so you service then the interior?
No, we service the entire state. So we have our clinic here in Fairbanks, but we have our mobile truck that travels throughout the state to rural communities that would not have access to care otherwise.
So complete, yeah. So you do the whole state, help everyone.
Yeah. So we go, you know, north of Fairbanks. We go all over southeast, south central, and we even go down to Dutch Harbor.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And so what exactly, you know, if you're not super familiar with BCDC Breast Cancer Detection Center, tell us a little bit about your mission. What's your mission?
Yeah, so, I mean, the mission statement is just that we are here to increase the awareness of the survivability of breast cancer. And we do that with letting people know about the importance of early detection, and through providing screening services and educational services. So kind of what does that mean? Well, we know that breast cancer is 99% survivable when it's caught early. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to be getting their yearly mammograms at the age of 40, doing self-breast exams at the age of 20, and going in and seeing your doctor or coming in and seeing us to get a mammogram if you find anything suspicious. Mm-hmm. Because when breast cancer is caught early, it just impacts your life so much less. You could maybe have a surgery and then be done, whereas if it's caught later, not only are you then looking at maybe chemotherapy or radiation, but then also there is, you know, the impact of possible death. So we want to have it caught early.
Yeah. And so if it's caught early, there's ways to avoid chemo and all the kind of side effects that I think makes people nervous to even get checked is like, oh, I'm going to have chemo. I'm going to have these meds. Am I going to feel sick? So you're saying, you know, that.
Yeah, absolutely. If yearly mammograms, regular mammograms can catch cancer at stage zero. So it's literally before it's even, you know, registered as cancer level one or stage one. And a lot of times it can be just a lumpectomy is what they call it, but a really simple, small procedure surgery to have that removed. And then possibly, you know, some radiation treatments, but even that possibly not when it's caught at its earliest stage. And then we know that that is basically 99.9% survivable over a 5-year time when it's caught that early. So that's what we're looking to detect, and that's what we want. That's why we want people to come in and get their mammograms.
Oh wow, and you said 1 in 8, right?
One in eight women is really the statistic, and it's interesting because that's invasive cancer, so that is stage one. So 1 in 8 women will have stage one breast cancer in their lifetime, but we're looking to catch it earlier than that, and so
before stage one.
So. People who, you know, the statistics a little bit more iffy on that, but about 1 in 6 to 1 in 7 women will have even before stage one in their lifetime.
And those early ones are caught early and they don't get rolled into the statistic.
Yes,
but
yeah.
Wow, that's even more, you know, like, hey, we've all got to do this. Those odds are pretty yeah. are pretty high
yeah.
for women. And then men too, right? There's a small chance for men.
1 in 800. So still not that
still not,
small.
Yeah, not that small, yeah. but still, yeah.
Yeah, so it's still there. And so mm-hmm. men should, you know, we should all know our bodies. And if something is different any place, anywhere, let your doctor know. But, you know, I talk about breasts. So if you feel something different or mm-hmm. see something different in your breast, whether you're male or female, then you want to get that checked out.
And is it feel something, see something? Is it a lump? Is it a tingling? Is it all the things? Could it be multiple things?
It can be multiple things. It can literally be a rash. It can be a skin change, maybe a dimpling, something that maybe looks like the peel of an orange on your skin where it kind of has those little dimples. It can be pain, it can be discharge, it can be a lump. So, you know, you really want to get anything that's abnormal, different than regular checked out.
Very cool. And if you are just tuning in, we're talking to Jason DeBond. She's the executive director of the Breast Cancer Detection Center. Okay, so Jason, history. How did Breast Cancer Detection Center come about?
Oh, this is one of my favorite things to talk about. So BCDC was founded by Alaskan women for Alaskan women. So let's take us back to 1974. It's like the height of the pipeline. Fairbanks is booming. Mm-hmm. And some movers and shakers, Fairbanks women, are together at lunch and they hear their friend has a lump. And she can't get a mammogram. She has to travel out to Seattle to get this lump checked. And these women just said, this is unacceptable. Our town is booming and women still can't get a mammogram here. So Nancy Murkowski, Mary Jane Fate, and a few other go-getter women here in Alaska said, we're going to do something about this. And mm-hmm. they started their dream that day. And 2 years later, 1976, they opened the doors of the Breast Cancer Detection Center.
Okay. And it's been providing services. And you've grown, though, right? Like, how have you guys grown over the years?
So, we're still growing. We have our clinic here still in Fairbanks. We have our mobile truck that is visiting more sites. And so exciting, right now we are doing an addition to our clinic here in Fairbanks. So we are adding 3 more patient rooms. We're adding another mammogram machine. We are starting to do diagnostic screening. So that's when, you know, you come in for your screening mammogram and there's something that we want to check out a little bit further. And so then we have an additional diagnostic mammogram. We'll have diagnostic ultrasounds. So we're really excited that construction should be done about June and we'll get to start offering more services and seeing more patients.
So increase in everything. And so another thing that I really liked about BCDC that I thought was pretty special is you also help with costs. You know, talk to me about that. You know, insurance right now, it's a scary world out there, you know, especially if you work for a place that doesn't necessarily offer great insurance or you have super high deductibles. How do you help people with navigating the financial burden of possibly, you know, having some kind of breast cancer?
Yeah. So, you know, cost is one thing that can be a barrier. In Alaska, there's lots of things that can mm-hmm. be a barrier. So whether that's distance that we help out with our mobile truck, cost, weather, just, you know, busy lives, we want to make sure that there's no barriers to care. So we have our Mammo Assist program. So that's where we will cover a mammogram fully. So we want people to come in regardless of their insurance status, regardless of their ability to pay. And so if you come into BCDC and you say, hey, you know, I can't afford this. I don't have insurance. You literally can just check a box that says, don't bill me. We're not going to have you fill out a ton of paperwork or, you know, we're not going to do, you know, mm-hmm. all of those checks. Like, how much money do you make? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we really are just, we want to support our community. In addition, I know that I just said we're going to have diagnostic screenings mm-hmm. in July, but we don't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we've literally heard from patients, well, why would I come get a screening mammogram if you find something I can't afford to go get diagnostic screening? Well, mm-hmm. that's not okay.
Yeah.
So we now have our diagnostic assist program, which, again, someone just comes in and fills out that paperwork, lets us know that they're in need, and we'll cover those diagnostic screenings even if it's at another clinic
mm-hmm.
And make sure that, again, there's no barrier to getting those screenings, getting that diagnostic care, getting the help people need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking to Jason DeBond. She's the executive director of Breast Cancer Detection Center of Alaska. And, you know, we're talking about some of the programs that you all offer. So if I'm a person like thinking about it, kind of walk me through the steps if I feel like I need to make an appointment or how would I go about that?
Yeah, so it's always great to go see your doctor and get a referral. Mm-hmm. If you're over 40 and you're in need of a mammogram for just screening, then you don't technically need a referral, but it's always best to have one. And the main reason why is if you come into the clinic, we're going to ask who your provider is because we need someone to send those results to. Mm-hmm. So that way, if there ever was a concern, we know that you're going to get the follow-up care that you need. So first things first, always have a general practitioner. That's just good for overall health. Mm-hmm. You know, you get your blood pressure checks. You get just that mm-hmm. yearly blood draw. All those things are so important to your overall health. But as far as your mammogram, over 40, get it done every year. Come see us. We really take a lot of pride in our building. It does not feel like a clinic.
It's gorgeous. Can I just say that? And I've seen charcuterie parties.
There is sometimes a charcuterie party. We love to have community events in there. It's a really beautiful space. We have a fireplace. We have some local artisans who give us items to sell. So we have earrings and jewelry, you know, just different fun stuff.
Makes it lighter. I feel like it makes it less of a clinical, less of a scary thing.
Yes, exactly. So you come in, you check in. It's usually pretty quick, about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so then one of our rad techs takes you back to the room. They go over some family history questions. And then you have a mammogram. There's usually a lot of questions about a mammogram. Does it hurt? I wouldn't say it's the most comfortable thing in the world, but it's also really short.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do get compressed.
So it pushes up on your boobs. Is there a better way?
Yeah,
is there a term?
Yes, breast is a good one, but whatever, it all works. it flattens you out for sure. People have asked, like, well, I can't get a mammogram because I don't have enough breast tissue. Believe me, that's not an issue. Our rads will find that breast tissue. They will compress it and they will get an image. People are concerned, my breasts are too large. Also not an issue. We'll get all the images we need. You're only in compression for a few seconds at a time. And so although it is not the most comfortable, it really is so short-lived and really can bring that peace of mind. And then it takes just a few days for that information to come in on what the screening, you know, the results are. And then we'll send those to you in a letter and also to your general care practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you'd look at it and then get the results later.
Yep, exactly.
Very neat. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jason DeBond, the Executive Director of Breast Cancer Detection Center. Stay with us. We got a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back, Interior Alaska. Thanks for sticking with us. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister. I'm here with Jason DeBonchi. He is the Executive Director of the Breast Cancer Detection Center of Alaska. And, you know, we were just talking about how, you know, anybody can go in and get a breast checked, your breast checked for cancer. But it doesn't just have to be people without insurance. You also really appreciate if you have insurance to go in, because how does that support you all?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we are so happy to cover those costs for folks that wouldn't be able to afford a mammogram. Like I said, we don't want there to be any barriers. But that's not the only reason why we're there. We can see patients with insurance, and quite frankly, that's a way people can support us. It doesn't have to be through a personal donation. If you are coming in as a patient with insurance, that helps us keep the doors open and keep the lights on. So we are really thankful when patients come in who do have insurance are come and see us and use our clinic.
Yeah, so insurance, no insurance, it all works out. And it, you know, people don't always know that about nonprofits. Sometimes I think people think, you know, they're all grant funded and stuff, but really nonprofits have to hold themselves up. We have to make enough money to cover our costs, to cover our staff, to cover what we need. Because there's no magic, no one's coming in to save us, you know. You know, people I think sometimes think that about United Way, where we're a nonprofit, you know, would we just ask, you know, the big United Way to support us? And that's just not the case.
Right.
And so every little bit helps, whether you are a paying patient or if you can't pay, it all helps everybody get seen.
Absolutely.
And so, Jason, you have a really special story, you know, about your journey with breast cancer. Do you want to tell a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, I am one of the 1 in 8 women who will have invasive breast cancer in their lifetime. So when I was 36, so it was 4 years before I would have even been eligible to get a screening mammogram, though start at the age of 40. And I just felt a lump one night. And so I took it seriously. I called my provider, my doctor, the next day. They did an exam. They said, yeah, we think you need a mammogram. But when I went to schedule that mammogram, it was going to be a couple weeks, you know, that happens. All our providers are so great here in Fairbanks. But, you know, sometimes to serve everyone in our community, there can be a wait. And so I called my mom. And so even at 36, you can still get that.
I still call my mom.
Yeah. Well, and you can still get the mom voice, you know. And she just was like, you will not wait. You are going in today. And she said, I just know, Jason, if you call BCDC, they'll get you in today. And she actually wanted me just to walk in the door. Okay, well, I was not just going to walk in and demand a mammogram. So I called, and sure enough, they got me in, and I had my mammogram that day. Well, 3 days later, that lump disappeared. And so it was just a cyst. Okay, great. Such good news. So maybe if I had waited for that longer appointment, I maybe would have canceled it, right? Like, yeah. I'm 36, no history of breast cancer in my family. You know, close, yeah. There was like a great-great-grandma. And so wasn't too worried about it. Well, it turned out I actually had over 6 inches of breast cancer in my other breast.
That you didn't feel.
That you couldn't feel it. There wasn't a pronounced lump. But it had already spread into my lymph nodes. It had, and so I was unfortunately not one of those really early cases. So Luckily, I did go in when there was something serious. They were able to diagnose that I did have breast cancer, although it was on a completely opposite side of my body. I did go through chemo and radiation and multiple surgeries, but I am just about ready to hit my five-year mark, which in the cancer world, everything's based on five-year survival rate. So hitting 5 years is going to be a big party. We'll say that. So yeah. I have just a few more months. So, yeah.
Very cool. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was shortly after that, I guess, you know, a year kind of after all of my treatment, that I got a call from the executive director at the time from BCDC, had known that I'd worked in nonprofit work in the past, and said, hey, I'm getting ready to retire, and I know your story a little bit, and would you be interested in coming over to BCDC? And so I'm just, you know, blessed and honored every day to get to share my story, to help other women in my community, to know kind of, yes, the dangers of breast cancer, but the awareness that it doesn't have to be scary. You just need to get checked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so how does that help you then as an executive director? You know, when someone comes in, are you able to just kind of understand their story so much better, walk them through the steps? And you didn't have best case scenario, it sounded like. So you're able to kind of guide people.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I talk to people in so many different ways. We'll have someone come in who's just getting their screening mammogram because they actually had a family member diagnosed with cancer. So, and they're just, you know, really distraught, and I'm able to talk to them just as a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. I'm able to, you know, go out into the community and talk, you know, not only about BCDC as the executive director, but from that firsthand knowledge as a cancer survivor. And then additionally, you know, our development director who does all of our events, Alora, she's been really open about her story at the age of 31 being diagnosed with breast cancer. So she's really able to do the same, really tell people how important it is to advocate for yourself, get early screenings, and make sure that you're taking anything abnormal seriously.
Yeah. And I remember her story. She had to really advocate for herself, because when you're younger, a lot of doctors might not take you as seriously on this because it's less common. But, you know, she was able.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, unfortunately, there are stories like that in every community. And, you know, it she had some checks, and it's everything seemed normal. And she just knew it wasn't. So she just stayed with it. She stayed the course and said, no, I want a second mammogram. I want a third mammogram. I want a biopsy. I know something isn't right. And yes, she had to be diligent and stay on it. But her doctor did listen to her. So she did get those screenings. And even though those original, you know, images looked normal, just being persistent, she was able to get diagnosed early.
And listening to your body, I think that's a great message here. And sometimes we discard that because we're tired or we're this, but it really listening to your body and getting in tune with it and asking for what you want. I think that's a great lesson.
Well, and prioritizing your health. Mm-hmm. I mean, women often don't prioritize their health, but I think it is a mind shift of knowing that you can't take care of the people that are important to you, that you're caregiving for, if you're not in the best health possible. And so, again, that early detection where you might just need, you know, a little bit of intervention versus late detection where then you are needing a lot of intervention, really makes a difference on how you can take care of others. So, we really advocate for that self-care.
Yes. So circling back to BCDC, Breast Cancer Detection Center, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jason DeBon from the Breast Cancer Detection Center of Alaska. You all have some amazing events throughout the year. What's on the docket? What's coming up next?
Yeah, so we don't have a whole lot until summertime. So we have the Women's Affair, which is a great, you know, Fairbanks staple at the Carlson Center. This spring, and then in June we'll have the Queen of Hearts Poker tournament.
Yes.
So I think it's like the 27th year. I'm going off the cuff here. So Lisa Sundborg, some people might know she's my mother.
She's your mother, yes.
started this just to support local nonprofits. So now it's supporting BCDC. So that'll be on June 7th. June is the month. June 7th. And then we have our Walk and Wine. Not completely set on the date, looking at June 17th, but that's a great fun event. Starts and ends at the Botel, community event. We get to walk our beautiful city, have a wine tasting afterwards. And then we have some great things that will be coming up, and I don't have the dates yet. We do our pink games with UAF.
Okay.
So come out and support that. We'll have a gold painters game this summer. And it's really just about awareness. We want people to know that, yes, BCDC is there, but more importantly, we don't care where you get your mammogram. If you're over 40, get your mammogram. If you're over 20, do your self-check. And if you can wear a fun pink shirt along the way, let's do that too.
Yes, yes. Very fun. And so we have about 5 minutes left. You know, I always like to say when we have a partner agency, so BCDC is what we call it, United Way, a partner agency, just to give a little United Way update. And so what that means is Breast Cancer Detection Center has applied to United Way to help us where we help them fundraise. So a lot of when you give a donation to United Way, some of that circled back to one of our 15 agencies. And so they're definitely one of the agencies that, you know, we love supporting, and they just do such important work. You know, and you've had some great experience. We've got you some volunteers, I believe, with some of the events.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, United Way helps us financially, but that volunteer piece is huge too. So at our events, United Way has been able to connect us with other community partners so that we have all the help we need to pull off great events like our gala every November and just make it fantastic for our community. We're so thankful for that. And then also those funds that come in from United Way in the nonprofit world, that's unrestricted funds.
Yes.
So if people don't know what that is, it's great when we get grants, but a lot of times they can only be used for a very specific purpose in a very specific way and only very specific amounts. And so those unrestricted funds help us, you know, in be able to step out and help someone that in a innovative way, if we know someone that's really struggling. Or last year, one of the ways we used unrestricted funds was we had a clinic in Kodiak that wasn't able to, you know, help our mobile van get to Kodiak to help their patients. And our budget was already taxed, but we knew we wanted to get there. And so we had some unrestricted funds come in, and we were able to get that ferry scheduled, which is expensive, to get to Kodiak and service a community we've never served before.
Oh, wow.
And so it's those ways that all of a sudden when we can say, hey, it's okay, we can cover this. We'll be there. So we're just so thankful for the United Way and for community support and for volunteers. Mm-hmm. And if you want to volunteer for a BCDC event, let us know or connect with the United Way, and they'll get you connected with a different partner agency. So
yeah, we have a form on our website where you just click the volunteer link. United Way Tananaw Valley is our website. Volunteer link, you fill it out, and we try to match you with some volunteer efforts. Couple minutes left. Just give me a quick rundown on how people can contact you and just kind of anything else you want them to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit our website at bcdcofalaska.org, and that'll give you all the information. You can schedule an appointment. You can make a donation. You can see what's happening with our events. So I would say that's the best way. But, hey, our Facebook and Instagram's pretty fun.
You have a very – if you haven't seen their Facebook or their Instagram, you're going to laugh. You've got some – I like the jokes. I like the lightheartedness because sometimes work is hard and serious, and it's so nice to see.
Cancer can be such a scary thing. So if we can just make it fun and people want to come just see our page because we're doing fun stuff, then, hey, you know, come check us out. So check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. Like us, follow us, and – we'd love to have a laugh with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jason. You are an amazing interview. Thank you for sharing your story with the whole community. And thank you for listening, Fairbanks.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.